The scripture reading today is from 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. The context of these words that St. Paul wrote to Timothy was as a seasoned pastor teaching a young pastor. In verse 1, Paul makes a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ, who, he says, will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Paul advises him to preach the word because the time will come when the Lord will judge. Paul encourages Timothy to be ready in season and out of season, because it won't be long before the time comes when all will stand before Jesus and give an account of what they have done. He commands Timothy to convince, rebuke, and exhort, because at his next coming, the door to heaven will close for some. Therefore, his work as a pastor would be necessary and very significant. If he would not be faithful to his calling, it could very possibly mean eternal death, eternal separation from God for certain people. Just 2 days ago, I announced my decision to the members of Mount Olive that I would be returning the divine call that I had to Jefferson City, Missouri, and would be staying at Mount Olive. As the members of our congregation were coming out of church, it was good to hear that my ministry among them has been appreciated. Because sometimes we pastors can begin to feel that maybe we're not the right person at the right time. Sometimes we can be hard on ourselves and feel guilty for membership losses, even though we've been doing our best to be faithful. Some of you have a parent or a relative in the ministry, and you probably know what I'm talking about. St. Paul, we know, experienced these types of doubts and hardships too. He said, "The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, and they will turn their ears away from the truth." Paul, that great apostle, no doubt experienced this himself. He told Timothy, "The same thing will happen to you, dear friend." So these words of Paul were spoken to a pastor. Now my challenge as a preacher is, how do I apply these words to you, students and faculty? Some of you here are pastors, most of you are not. I guess what we could say is this: don't be the type of people that Paul tells Timothy he will have to endure. My encouragement to you is, endure and appreciate sound doctrine. That is, endure the teachings in the scriptures that of your own reason you have a hard time agreeing with. I know that you are college students. I sat in your seats here at Bethany 19 years ago. I know that you want to rationalize and reason your way out of certain parts of the scriptures. Don't do that. Don't turn your ears away from the truth. Because you know what the truth does? It prepares you for judgment day. It prepares you for judgment day. The truth says that Jesus is returning one day. The truth says that at judgment day, either then or at the moment of death, you will be judged. The truth says that for those who have put their faith in Jesus Christ, a glorious heaven awaits. But for those who have not, eternal torment in hell will be their fate. Timothy's charge was to preach the word and prepare people for the end of all things. Specifically, he was to preach the gospel, that message that says that for Jesus' sake, the whole world has been declared righteous on account of Jesus' perfect life, his righteousness, his keeping the law perfectly. Sinners are made right with God. The gospel is the good news that Jesus, God's own Son, died on the cross so that God can now look at us as though we had never sinned. It was Timothy's good fortune to proclaim that good news. In hearing it, his listeners would be blessed and prepared to enter the New Jerusalem, their happy home. Amen. We pray. Lord God, you have granted us to live through another church year and to see freedom from all that threatens in this world. You have reconciled us to yourself. You have kept us till the day of Jesus Christ. Now keep us wakeful and watchful for the moment when you come to take us home. Bridegroom of the church, soon you will be here to claim us for the joy of everlasting life. Let no apathy of spirit, no drowsiness or self-indulgence, no accommodation to this world cause us to be unprepared or indifferent to your coming. Do not permit us to be so rooted in or so attached to this life that we forget that heaven is our home, or that we regret to leave behind what we have grown to cherish. Forgive us for every sin and absolve us from every weakness, that we may be ready every moment to claim that future which your grace has won for us. Amen.